She's talking always sentence in the air. This girl's alone. I can't imagine why the girl's alone.
That's Carolyn Strio from her latest CD, Word Attack. That is the track Get Over It, a self-released track from that young lady. Before that, Your Love Will Rot My Brain by the Beggars off of the single self-released. Actually, no, we played Duende, Burn This Town from Mezcal. Yeah, that's right. I forgot to put that in there. That was the track you heard before that, Burn This Town, the live extended version from their EP that just came out on Bellyache Records. This is WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And as promised, we're here on Motor Live Drive at 5. And in the studio, I have the pleasure of having Liz Laren with me.
Scott, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Great, great. Very, very happy to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming. All right. So we're going to be talking for the next hour, and we're going to be playing some tracks from your latest CD, Hurricane.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. Now, this is a self-released CD?
It is on Bonadilla Music. I have a label that's been growing pretty quickly, so we're adding artists. Just added a new one yesterday. So it's definitely growing pretty fast. Artists in charge of their own stuff. That's what I'm for.
I like that idea.
I'm sure that's right up your alley.
That's a lost art, isn't it?
It
nowadays,
is
in 2014.
It is. I almost want to get my friend's T-shirts that say "Own your content."
Own your content.
Yeah.
Our sound engineer Alan, he likes that idea too.
Yes,
I know he does.
Your image.
own your own. Oh yeah, totally. Exactly.
Not just your content, but your image.
Your image too, yeah. Alan's up on all this stuff, yeah.
Because nowadays people can get a hold of you anywhere they want, take pictures of you, do whatever they
want. Yeah, it's crazy. And trying to figure out what you want to okay, or, you know, it's just not a matter of unfriending on Facebook. Unlinking. When you put a link. Mm-hmm. Tagging. Untagging on Facebook. Like, there's, you know, everything you do out there now, people can put it up on the web, and so you better be having a good day when you're performing.
And you better look your best.
Yes, be having a good hair day too.
I hate when that happens. You don't have a good hair day.
That's a riot.
For some people don't know, I don't have hair, so that's not an issue with me.
You're looking very fashionable.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, why don't we start off with a track then?
Great.
Let's do the title track, Hurricane.
Excellent.
Any thoughts on that?
I realized after I did the CD that I had to look at the whole thing and say, wow, okay, so, but the song is definitely about giving in and appreciating the chaos of your life and getting comfortable with it. And because in chaos, there's a lot of creative energy. Mm-hmm. And so it's about travel, and which I've been doing a lot of, and just trying to figure out, well, what's real? I mean, if everything can change, you know, what really counts? And that's a theme throughout the whole CD.
Okay. Well, let's do it. Let's play Hurricane then. Let's not play that one.
I like Carolyn a lot, though. She sounds great.
Yeah.
She's a good bud.
Yep, she's going to be here in 2 weeks.
Oh, yay. She's so talented and just one of the sweetest people.
Wonderful person.
Yeah.
Okay. Hurricane.
Is this okay for how I'm working with the mic here?
All we do is talk. Tired of the foreplay. I can't imagine where this thing is gonna go. False hopes are strung like pearls. I wear them as a necklace. Windows foggy now. Don't know which way to go. I can't imagine how we float like clouds, forming and reforming, never dreaming out loud. We're storming and restorming, and breaking open now, and falling to the earth in the form of rain. I'm caught up in a than the both of us could ever dream to be. With every little thing that props up delusion that you and I were born to spin this way. It's a massacre of yearning. It's letting go of everything. It's trying to break free in the light of day. I'm caught up in a hurricane. I'm caught up in a hurricane. I'm tumbling in love again.
Liz Lahren, the title track from her latest CD, Hurricane, from Bonadilla Records, her own label there. How long has that label been going? When did you start it?
This is my second label, and this has been since 2000. The first one I started many years ago actually got me signed to Atlantic Records. So, you know, the whole idea of, you know, they say, oh, build a local, you know, following and work hard. And you know, there's no shortcut. Mm-hmm. I saw it work. So I really believe in, you know, being able to run your own. I didn't necessarily enjoy being on a major label because it was like business people telling me, you know, what I should wear and what my photos should look like and mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff. And I just thought, no, if you're an artist, you should be responsible for your own stuff, you know? So I'm willing to do the extra work and run the label and then add other artists to it. So it's growing as a family.
Oh, that's great. Anybody you can talk about? Is there anybody coming up that you're going to be releasing? Or
yes, there's a great guy. Jan has got a project called Junior, and he's doing electronic stuff. It's really great. He was in a band called Sugar Baron, and he's doing a solo thing, which is really nice. He's really, really talented. Flash Clash mm-hmm. has got some great, great, great stuff. There's a electronic composer that goes by the name of Seven and Five, and he'll be joining the label. That was the gentleman I was speaking to yesterday, and we're going to be adding him. And
okay,
so and some other projects.
Now, are these local artists or from other places?
These are people that that live in this area. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. So far,
Detroit area.
Yeah, but I also record under four different names, so those are all on there. Yeah, I'm a little schizophrenic in that way.
Okay. Depending on what mood you're in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's like, try not to confuse people. Whoops. Too late.
So what do you go under in some of the other?
Lustercraft is my electronic music project that I bring in other people to work with me, and we record under that one. And then there's one called Stella 13, which is ambient, very ambient, and world beat. So it's very cinematic. And then I record under, I've been doing music for meditation and mm-hmm. for yoga and stuff like that. And that all has to do with the chakras. Hmm. And that's under the name Arcello.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get the rest of that stuff too, because actually, depending on what show you listen to here at the station, we do all of that.
Oh, great. Yay.
We do world. I do Ambient actually at noon.
Oh, nice.
Earlier today. It's called Sounds from the Corridor. The
show. Fabulous. Well, it's so good for people. I mean, don't you feel like at times in your day, you just want to kind of really, really relax? And, mm-hmm. and if you can listen to some music and kind of, I just think it really helps people just kind of get through the stresses of the day to have this kind of music.
That's
very cool. And noon, that's a perfect time for people.
That's my peaceful time, you
know? That's great. That's really cool. Yeah, that's very, very cool.
Alrighty. What should we play next?
How about Like It Meant Nothing?
We were talking earlier about that. That one's my favorite.
I love hearing that. Thank you.
That one makes me kind of tear a little, you know?
Yeah.
That's going kind of deep emotionally, I think.
Yeah, it's a huge, gigantic confession of, you know, your own frailty.
You pulled the sword out of the stone and laid it at my feet with eyes that shone like diamonds in the sun. And we sparkled and we burned like Tesla raising lightning in the day. Now I say goodbye.
Like It Meant Nothing from Hurricane. Oh.
It just wants to keep going.
Which is okay. I don't mind that. But, you know, we have to talk a little bit in between.
Very nice. Good, good. Get to catch up with you.
Yeah, me too. So that's from your CD, Hurricane, on Bonadilla Records, that your own label.
Yeah.
Okay. How long did it take to make this record?
It took a couple years. Yeah, a couple good solid years. I think I average about 1 in 20 ideas or, you know, I'll keep. Mm-hmm. So I've got, you know, I turned, when I was doing this CD, I actually pulled a bunch of stuff together, and I'm publishing a book of poetry too that came out of it, just stuff that I didn't end up using, prose and poetry and stuff. But yeah, I'm about 1 in 20.
Okay.
So I probably wrote 20 times that and recorded 20 times that and only chose those songs.
That sounds about average, I guess, for most artists.
Yeah, I think so. One can be, hopefully, yeah. Hopefully people will, you know, I played it for a few people and said, okay, now be honest with me. You know, am I crazy? Because I'm really liking this song, you know?
Yeah.
So I always find when I'm recording, if I feel like I want to get up out of my chair when I'm listening to the track and dance around the room like a crazy person, I probably have hit something, you know? So
that's a good sign.
Yeah, it's like, this is the sign.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have releases before this?
Yes, this is my 11th CD.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have to confess, I'm just now discovering you the last few months or so.
I appreciate that. I feel like I'm just, you know, being born again or something. I mean, it's just, this just feels like this just feels really new to me too. Like I hit this other, another level, and I let go of a whole bunch of stuff. I think, it's not an easy thing to do. And after 11 CDs, I think I might be just starting to get the hang of it, you know? So well,
that's kind of like it was in the olden days. We were talking while that song was playing, you know, how artists were back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those artists, you know, it took them a while to find their stride.
Yeah, and labels used to really support that, and now they don't, you know, they don't really let you really, they don't really develop artists anymore. So we're kind of in charge of, you know, kind of developing ourselves.
Yeah, you had time to grow. I mean, going back to what you did this past Saturday night, you did an amazing version of Kathmandu at Concert of Colors.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And Bob Seger was like a 12-year overnight sensation.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great example. Yeah. I feel badly when I see sort of, American Idol people, and I just think, oh, they just think that it's like one shot that they're going to get, and then poof, they're going to be famous. And I remember the pressure of being on a major label. And my heart really goes out to people that are in that situation where people are handling you and not being honest with you, and you kind of can lose touch. And I think it's, if music can be a part of what you're doing, and that's what I really strive for, that's, you know, travel and music, and it all works together, and hopefully you stay grounded, because that's where the music comes from,
right?
You know,
and you have to pay your dues.
Yeah, you have to do the work. There's no, I've got a great manager, Jack Ashton, who just, he, you know, also believes, you know, you just go out and you meet people, and it's one person at a time, and you try to find the music lovers who, you know, who are moved by music, as you know, and but there's no quick way, there's no easy way.
And it's no different than anything else. It doesn't matter what profession that you pick.
So true.
Whether you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a carpenter, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you don't just, you know, start working and all of a sudden you're a great success.
Exactly. You know. Yeah, I think it's, I think we're living in an era where we think we're supposed to get everything real fast, and, and it's, you know, we get uncomfortable with work at times. Like, I have to work, you know, it's like, but if you enjoy, you know, like really finding the joy in work, you know, like coming here, you know, today and getting to have a conversation with you. I mean, this is so much fun.
Thank you.
You know,
pleasure.
I really enjoy this.
Okay. All right. We play another track then. Let's see. Why don't we do the intro to it and Love in the Sea?
Great.
All right, so that's, let's see, track 6 and 7?
Yes.
Oh, 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 oh.
I should say, Sea Chant intro, Love in the Sea, and the track Love in the Sea from Liz Lahren's new CD, Hurricane. And live in the studio here at WHFR.FM, the station making waves on Motor Live Drive at 5, we have Liz Lahren with us.
So happy to be here. This is so fun.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm having a good time myself. All right. So we were talking while that song was playing. you don't actually play as an actual band. All the music that we're hearing right now that we're playing for our listeners is all done by yourself. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
All the instruments, all the voices, everything. And then it's performed as a multimedia concert with a drummer and myself. So just two people on stage and a whole big video projection screen mm-hmm. behind me and projections that I've created. I create computer graphics, and it's video for my travels and all kinds of stuff that tie in mm-hmm. with the music.
Okay. What made you decide to do it this way? Was it out of necessity, or is it something you've always liked to, or wanted to do?
Well, I wonder if I'm like many people, where I'm kind of curious what the person was thinking when they were writing the song, you know, mm-hmm. and what they're thinking when they're singing it. And when I, about 4 or 5 years ago, I started to really get into visuals, which was like, I've been in the audio world all these years, and all of a sudden I'm, you know, oh, notice this, and watching movies and watching mm-hmm. editing and computer graphics and everything, and started creating a bunch of stuff. And I thought, wow, I wonder if the audience would want to know what's happening in my head. You know, what are the colors? What's the motion? What's the mm-hmm. speed? You know? And so I thought, wow, who would know better than me what it should look like? And mm-hmm. then I started editing stuff together mm-hmm. And then thought, it's just projected behind me. And that way the audience gets to, you know, cause I don't want them to feel like they have to watch me the whole time. I'd rather kind of give them something else. You know, I'm not that interesting, you know? So watching something else while the performance is going to mm-hmm. give a whole added dimension is, what I really wanted to give the audience.
Okay. Now, do you have a background in that? Is that what got you started on that?
No, I just jumped in. I was interested in figuring out, I was seeing that video is so, you can really explain a lot in video that would take a long mm-hmm. time in writing, or, you know, I'm always trying to explain things in my songs and tell stories, but then if you put a video to it, people say, oh, I get it, you know. Mm-hmm. I actually started out by trying to tell other people's stories. So I was doing like 3-minute videos of various people and having it, you know, and learning how to do it, and then getting into computer graphics and getting into the virtual world and avatars and all this kind of stuff. And so, yeah, this is kind of a new thing for me. But
now, avatars, you were speaking about that with Alan, our sound engineer. What are those again?
Avatars are digital representations of yourself in the virtual world, so that you can walk through a virtual mm-hmm. world with the eyes of your avatar and okay. motion, so you can interact with other hmm. people in the digital world. And there's secondlife.com is one of the virtual worlds that's being created mm-hmm. by a number of different people. So they're all going in and they're buying property, and there's a building and their commerce, and they have something called Linden Dollars. And, you know, but that ties right into video games, because you can play video games with a number of people and different. So those are all avatars, yourself in the virtual world.
Now, is it like a hologram?
Or yeah, yeah. Something? Well, you can be whoever you want. So, you mm-hmm. know, when you meet another avatar in the virtual world, it could be a guy, but it looks like a girl, you know, sort of thing. So a lot of people play with that stuff. Like, well, I'd really like to be.
Oh, I think you do, actually.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that going on, too, actually, from what I understand. Not that I partake.
But probably not on your show.
Right. No. Definitely. This is definitely a PG show.
Okay. And yeah. I haven't had the pleasure to see you live yet. So
hopefully you'll come out.
I'll yeah. definitely make sure I do. Now, do you, the videos that you do, are they like more like representative literally of what you're singing about, or
not
more
really
abstract?
Literally abstract, okay. so that the audience is a lot, you know, I want the audience to be able to put their own story to it.
Okay.
So that it's not so literal, like I sing about, you know, a chair and here's a chair, you know, it really is letting, you know, it's really motion, it's really capturing the feeling of the song.
Okay.
It can be very ominous looking landscape or very fast motion graphics, mm-hmm. Explosions and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, really, and it's all timed perfectly with the music. So, and it's the colors too. So it really represents. Wow.
That sounds like an awful lot of work.
It there. Is. It is. I don't sleep much.
I don't see how you'd have time to.
Yeah. And I'm going to be playing at the Arc on August 3rd. So that's like my last Michigan show for a while. So the Arc
in Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor.
Okay.
August 3rd. Tickets available.
Okay. And you're going to go on a tour after that?
Yep. Or? Yeah, okay. We've got a bunch of dates booked and booking every day. We're getting a brand new date. So we're going to go to Cleveland. Hello, Cleveland. You know, going to go there first. Then we've got New York and just all these different cities. So basically, you know, somebody asked me, you know, have you done a business plan? Well, yes, I have. Mm-hmm. And the business plan at the top, it says, find people who like music and play for them. It's very simple.
Yeah. It's amazing how people don't go that route.
They go around and it's like, no, it's very, you know, just so that's what I'm seeking and meeting these people. So like you.
Okay.
Like yourself, Scott.
Yeah. You just have to find us. We are out there.
You
we
are.
Really are.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What should we play now?
How about Till the World Ends?
Till the World Ends. All right. Let's see. And have to stop it, and you got to love technology.
Right.
Not always the greatest
It's not always the greatest, yeah. It doesn't solve everything.
But when it works well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Till the World Ends from Liz Lahren.
Snow past the rocks and past the caves, past the sign that Jesus saves. If we're to hear, to define all the visions of our mind, some would say it can't exist if there is no word for it. Channel back to your mind, to a place before your lines, connected all your sets and graphs, all the matches, this and that. You learn to put your toys away, and what a good boy they'd say. And then you sang a simple song, which one here does not belong? Well, I do not believe in words and keeping colors in the lines. I'm a speck of possibility suspended here in space and time. I cannot capture clouds and jars, hold the starlight in my hands. Only thing that I know is I love you till the world. Away, we're standing on a new day. I do not believe in words, keeping colors in the lines. I'm a speck of possibility, suspended here in space and time. Jar.
Till the World Ends from Liz Lahren's latest CD, Hurricane, on Bonadilla Records. We've been talking about music while listening to that great track there.
Mm-hmm.
And we've kind of lamented on the fact that music has become a little too generic lately.
Seems like everybody's a lot are copying, you know, like, oh, so-and-so, let's do what they did, you know. But hearing something that's new and fresh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's always asking me, what band is that? It's like, I don't know. It's one of those three-name rock bands that are out there that they play on the radio.
Right, right, yeah. And seeing all the politics of the big business, you know, it's like, you know, how much money it costs to get airplay like that. It's just like, nah, you guys can have that. We're just going to go and enjoy music.
Yeah.
That's a whole different world.
The sad thing is, you know, they actually do, a lot of those bands make, you know, good money,
mm-hmm.
you know, playing that music mm-hmm. or releasing it.
Yeah.
And yet they're really not honing a craft like they did in the olden days.
Yeah, yeah. Where you were saying earlier, the idea that, you know, it would take two or three or five, you know, CDs or albums before somebody really hit on something.
And now if you don't make it right out of the gate, the first album, they drop you like a sack of potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Can't yep. use you, sorry.
Yep.
We tried.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of great variety back then, too.
Mm-hmm.
When I grew up listening to radio as a child, I mean, mm-hmm. there was, again, you could tell the difference between every single artist.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, there was no way you were going to confuse Black Sabbath with Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, so true. They had really individual voices. Well, that's why a station like this is so great. You know, instead of, it seems like you know, like we're being marketed to so much and this mm-hmm. stuff is getting shoved down our throats, where a station like this has such, you know, you have such variety. And I think people crave that. I think we want choices. And this station really allows that, you know, and yeah. I really appreciate this station a lot. Yeah. And, you know, what you're doing.
Good. You're welcome. It's our pleasure. I mean, we are like a non-commercial radio station. We're volunteers.
I appreciate that.
We don't do this for money. We don't make a living doing this.
Wow.
So we're enjoying it. That's why we do it.
And you're good at it. I'm glad it's you. You're not a guy in a suit.
Yeah, telling our listeners, this is what you're going to enjoy.
Right, right, because somebody just paid me to play this. What?
Mm-hmm. And then as I play it for the 500th time, you're still going to like
right,
it,
whether right.
you like it or not.
Right, exactly. It's like, are you kidding? Give us choice. Give us, yeah. Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, my. All right. Let's play another track, I guess.
Great.
You know what? How about Chicago?
Oh, okay. That's kind of a departure.
Is that a favorite city of yours?
Well, I've been traveling, and I was trying to write a song in every city. And, of course, not all those songs were very, you know, were going to make the CD. But, and I love bossa nova music from Brazil. Love playing that. It's just, there's something about it. It's just really gets me. So I was in Chicago and I ended up writing this tune because it's such a sophisticated city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just, that just felt like it worked. I was just walking around. I was literally lost and writing this song.
Well, you know, Detroit is going to be Chicago someday when it grows up.
When it grows up, I like that. And figures out how to work with a waterfront. Yeah.
I mean, slowly but surely. It's got all the potential that Chicago has.
It does. Well, absolutely.
It hasn't gotten there yet.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, with all the stuff that's been going on, we're getting, you know, there's another chance here. There's a fresh start if we can sort it out.
Yeah. Maybe not in our lifetime, but maybe our children or grandchildren.
Our grandchildren. Children's children. Yeah.
All right. Why don't we take a listen to it? It's Chicago from Liz Lahren's latest CD, Hurricane.
Lost and afraid in Chicago, oh Chicago.
Chicago from Liz Lahren's latest CD, Hurricane, on Bonadilla, her own record label there. Bossa Nova there. Yeah, reminds me of Girl from Ipanema.
Oh, yeah. Well, Bossa Nova is, it was revolutionary for its time. And they were, it was rhythms of the Portuguese culture, but it was done in a new way, Bossa. And I just love it. I just, you know, going back and finding all these old tracks and just saying, wow, this stuff is, it's difficult to play, but it's so charming. There's almost like an anti-singing to it, you know. It isn't like blasting at you. You just sort of whisper the vocals a little bit. It could be pretty sexy, you know.
It's sultry.
Yeah.
that's the word
really,
that comes to mind.
Yes, it's like a, you know, glass of wine and, you know.
Oh, I'm there.
Yeah.
That's the beauty about music.
That, yeah.
You don't even have to be around during the era when this stuff comes out.
But
you can
yeah.
still go to your favorite mom and pop record store, which I highly recommend to all our listeners.
Yeah.
Instead of going to those corporate.
Don't go to the big ones. Yeah. Don't give them your money. You know, support the local record stores. Yeah.
When you talk to the person behind the counter and they can direct you wherever you want to go. It's like, say, well, what do you like? Well, what kind of music are you
They can
into?
Almost read you.
Yeah. you're probably going to like this over here.
Yeah.
And they pull
a recommendation like that.
And,
oh, I mean, how many times has that happened that somebody in a record store turned you on to something and it just like, you just, you know, changed you, you know? You just thank those people.
Yes, there's a gentleman I'll do a shout out to. His name is Davin, actually. Mm. And he worked at a place called The Record Collector for many years in the 90s.
And oh, yeah.
Him and his his boss, Warren, turned me on to just about anything avant, experimental, ambient, noise, space rock, all that stuff.
Wow.
So I was like a kid in a candy store. I would go to the record store like every week
and
just pull stuff out and buy it. And
wow.
Take it home and,
somebody was talking to me about trying to, it'll be in the future, but a virtual record store where you really do have somebody behind the counter-ish in that digital world that can make recommendations, and where you pick up a piece, you know, a CD or a record, and you can read the back of it, and you can see who actually played on it, and all those facts about, you know, why the music is the way it is. Yeah, miss that.
Which is so much better than, I mean, not to say that I don't like some of those social, like music listening sites, like Pandora and you know, all those other ones. They do make some decent recommendations sometimes, but not like a human being.
It's not like a human being who's really watching your body language or, you know, or you come back and say, hey, I really like that last thing you recommended. What would you? Yeah.
Gets to
miss
know
that.
You like a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Your
Absolutely.
Musical friend.
Yes, not the truth. Your maybe that's what the, we need to start something called that.
Musical friend. Okay.
Your musical friend.
Wow. Make sure I get credit if you
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's all about that. Yeah.
All right, we should try to squeeze in at least a couple more songs.
Great.
Let's see, what do you think? How about Superhero?
Oh, yeah, great.
Anything behind that?
Yes. Boy, talk about a song that made me cry. Every time I told the story, I had this vision of a parent whose child fell ill, and they were sitting with the child in the hospital room, and how the parent would absolutely trade their lives for this child, to not see this child, you know, going through this, and what a parent goes through for, you know, with the love of a child and the bond between a parent and a child. And that's where this song came from. And it's we become superheroes when we are willing to trade our lives for somebody else. I think that's my little definition.
Okay.
You know, we almost, you know, and parents are superheroes to kids, you know, when they come up, they think their parents can do anything because they're magical.
Yeah, they are, until they become adolescents. And
yes, and that's a whole other thing. Yeah, exactly.
And then you become the superhero again after they grow
up. Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah, totally.
It's like, oh, yeah, you were right, Dad.
Yeah, you're really smart.
All right, let's take a listen. Superhero from Liz Lahren.
Thank you. Someone says it's time to go. I'll never leave you. This you know. And if I could be a superhero, I would fly down and take you out of here. We cross this desert, wastes that will not.
Superhero from Liz Lahren from her latest CD, Hurricane. This is the Motor Live Drive 5 at Motor Live Drive at 5 show.
Say that three times fast.
I know. You know, I've been doing the show since November and I still have a hard time spitting it out once in a while. It is a mouthful.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the one that named the show. It's a good title, don't get me wrong, but it is a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
Yeah. This is WHFR.FM, the station making waves. We are live in the studio with Liz Lahren, having some great conversation and playing tracks from her latest CD, Hurricane, on her label, Bona Dia. Mm-hmm. All right. So you have a show coming up at the Arc?
Yep. August 3rd, Sunday.
Sunday.
This is the first time that the Arc, which is a pretty well-known venue, has agreed to let us do a multimedia show. So I really appreciate their open-mindedness. And we're bringing in a band from Chicago called Soleil Moon, which is very, very good. And they're going to open the show. And then I'm going to do the second half of the evening. And tickets are available. And it's going to be a really, really super night.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I have yet to make it to the Arc.
It's a great, great listening room. I mean, you really feel as the audience like you're part of the performance, and you are, because the audience is 50% of it, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of visuals going.
Yeah.
So, and yeah. If our listeners are interested in your music, mm-hmm. and they want to find it, what's the best way?
Oh, yeah.
Any of the CDs.
Oh, thank you. I have a website called Liz Laren Music, and you can contact, you can buy it right from the site. You can either buy CD or buy the downloads there. You can also buy them on iTunes and mm-hmm. other sites like that. And when you buy an artist's music, you're actually kind of voting that they should keep going. So that, you know, it's sort of a powerful position, whether you're going to purchase music or not, you know. So yeah. I appreciate it whenever anybody does. I really do. I send a thank you.
Unlike the major labels where, you know, right. the artists have already gotten their money and their checks. And
yeah, and
there.
You don't get to meet the people who bought your stuff. Even when I was on Atlantic, I thought, this is so bizarre. I don't get to meet anybody who's buying the music. And mm-hmm. that didn't feel right to me at all. It just, you know, because this is a real interactive thing, this, mm-hmm. you know, performing. The performer and the audience were really one when we're doing this thing. So,
yeah, and it's not mass produced. It's not marketed yeah. in such a way that, you know, I feel that a lot of mm-hmm. younger people growing up listening to music, they're not even really into it like we are.
Yeah.
They don't love music. I mean, yeah. they listen to stuff. It's in the background. It's something they do while they're texting their friends and while
right.
they're doing God knows what else.
Yeah.
But they're not really truly listening to it and enjoying it.
I wonder if that's because there's so much exposure to so much now. It's just overwhelming. Everything vying for, you know, everybody's time. It's like you just want to get a home in the woods and just take your music and your books and just hang out and listen to the birds.
Well, I've always thought that. Mm-hmm. People ask me, like, if I ever got stranded on an island, you
yeah.
know, ask
yeah.
that question all by yourself. What
yeah.
would you want if you could have nothing else?
And what would you?
Well, I'd have to have some way, something that would play music. Mm. I don't know how it would work that out, of course, because of electricity. But
right.
if there was some way that I could play music mm-hmm. continually for the rest of my life, and I'd have my collection with me, then
I'm with you on that.
I could survive.
Me too.
I'd be okay.
Yep, I think so too. It just adds another dimension to your life. I mean, it really makes life worth living, doesn't mm-hmm. it feel like it? It's just like, what would we do without music?
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know. And other people I've told, if I had to lose one of my major senses,
mm-hmm.
my sight or my hearing, I
yeah.
can tell them in a heartbeat. I can lose my eyesight.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I would have to go with the hearing. I would want my hearing.
Want to keep it.
Yeah.
Because you can still remember what things look like.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you could still touch and
mm-hmm.
hold and hug your loved ones
yeah.
and hear music, life would still be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But to see things,
yeah,
it's all right. I
yeah.
can live without it.
I know what you mean.
All right. Well, we got time, I think, for one more song.
What do you think about The Great Escape?
The Great Escape.
Because that would be a good ender with the, because it's pretty up-tempo and it's pretty edgy. It's like, get out of a bad situation now. No excuses. So, and get on to something good.
All right. Well, I thank you for coming to
thank
visit
you
us, Liz.
So much, Scott. It's just been an absolute pleasure.
Mine too.
And thank you for doing super work and keeping all this, you know, music going and giving people choices.
That's what we're here about at WHFR. All right. One more time, Liz Laren from her latest CD, Hurricane, on Bonadilla Records. This is The Great Escape.
It's the great escape. It's the great escape. It's the great escape. And I fall without fear. And I fall without fear. And I fall without fear. It's the great escape. It's the great escape. It's the great escape. And I fall without fear. And I fall without fear. And I fall without fear.
It's okay, love. 24 hours in a day. Here, covered up in camouflage. I got your lantern ready and a ton of Douglas spoons leading inside of fear. It's the great escape. And when you've had enough and you're on the ropes, exhausted, darling, your friends and your prayers and hopes. I got your secret handshake and your decoder ring. Just keep them occupied. It's the great escape.
It's the great escape. It's the great escape.
great escape.